Dellingpole, Princess Nut Nut Does a Princess Pushy. By James Dellingpole on December 24, 2021. Carrie Johnson, née Simons, the blonde wife-slash-minder of current British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, is going to make a documentary for Netflix about elephants. Carrie, aka Princess Nut Nut, will be following in the fine tradition of another faux royal Meghan Markle, aka Princess Pushy. Not only did Princess Pushy once narrate a documentary about elephants for Disney Plus, but she also has a megabucks Netflix deal with her husband Prince Harry to produce content that provides hope and inspiration. According to a breathless report in Mail Online, Carrie's documentary will be hard-hitting. Also, we are told, Carrie's phone has been ringing off the hook with producers desperate to get a piece of the action. Those of a suspicious bent may nevertheless wonder why a story about a woman making a documentary about elephants has been given such prominence by the Mail. And also, why the Mail's reporter felt the need to pad out the story to such inordinate length, even digressing for several pars on the subject of Sir David Attenborough, and at one point getting so desperate for a synonym for elephant he actually used the phrase ivory-tusked animals. But all becomes clear when we learn that Carrie's latest job is as head of communications at the Aspinall Foundation Wildlife Charity. By uncanny coincidence, the charity has 13 of the ivory-tusked animals in its collection at Howlett's Wild Animal Park in Kent, which it wishes to relocate in Kenya, presumably in the savannah alongside herds of spotty-bodied long-necked animals, black and white striped small horse-like animals and perhaps even shaggy-maned large feline animals. And it wants to turn this publicity exercise into a documentary. According to the Mail's fawning report, the move, set to take place in the coming months, is a world first in terms of its size. The Prime Minister's wife and her boss, Damien Aspinall, are now being courted by Netflix and other streaming giants, who want to document the historic moment. A friend of Mrs. Johnson told the Daily Mail, Carrie's phone was ringing off the hook after it was announced she was working hard on the project to rewild the elephants. It's an inspiring story, and she and Damien are such charismatic and passionate people that they are the right people to tell it. Such an inspiring story. How lucky the Mail was to have landed itself this scoop. And how lucky the Aspinall Foundation is to have as its head of communications a woman who is not only a canny political operator in her own right but also happens to be married to the Prime Minister and is exactly the sort of person a newspaper like the Mail might want to keep on side.